This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, Fax 989-607-6875, regarding Ruth Story, S-T-O-R-E-Y, date of birth 5-1-1943. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Story with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and a history of lymphoma. Her last visit was October 3rd of 2022. Her weight is up 6 pounds over the last 6 months. She's been feeling well, no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She sees her cardiologist about every 6 months, and she reports that she was told her pacemaker is functioning about 90% of the time for her. And she's been feeling well, no palpitations or chest pain, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea or vomiting, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudications symptoms, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the low-dose Losartan, 25 milligram daily, and Lasix is 10 milligram daily, and occasionally she requires 20 milligram for several days for increased edema. But she has not had to do that very often, and she's on potassium 8 mil equivalent daily with the Lasix. Also, she's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. She's on metoprolol extended release 100 milligram twice a day for rate control, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 186 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 134 over 76, pulse 85, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, heart is regular, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 2nd of 2023. Creatinine is 1.55 with estimated GFR of 34. Calcium 10, albumin 4.1, sodium 138, potassium 4.4. Carbon dioxide is 26. Her hemoglobin is 13.0 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, and no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis, hypertension, currently controlled, and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.